all kind of consequences that come with that, man. Yeah. So
like, do you want that's your a dude, conversation.
Like, do you really want your dude to crash out over some shit?
Crash out.
Because guess what?
Be his ass. Yeah.
You know they're going to sue. You know what? If we put it like this way, yeah, probably not. I think it also really depends on, like...
Like, are you in danger funny, for him saying some wild shit?
Well, of course, black women are going to say, yeah, if a guy says something I don't like, yeah, crash out, beat him up, blow his brains out his head, because they don't care. Because if you go to jail or you get killed, they'll be sucking the next man within a few weeks. Probably already had a guy on deck anyway while she was talking to you. So she like, yeah, if somebody disrespect me, crash out. Kill him, baby. Defend my honor. Because they don't give a fuck about your life. They don't care if you lose it, and they don't care if you lose your freedom. As long as her honor was defended. So these are the type of women you don't fuck with under any circumstances, period.
Danger?
The guy that said whatever. Like, he didn't physically assault you, but he just said something that
sometimes
was
you need your ass beat, and everybody know it.
Easy for them to say things like this because they don't usually have to deal with big time consequences, like getting murdered. That's why women could go around hitting people and shit, because they know, worst case scenario, they might get hit back. They ain't going to get killed. Men got to worry about, am I going to get murdered? Men got to worry about, am I going to lose my freedom? It take a lot for a woman to go to jail. And even if she do go to jail, she going to have an organization started in her name to get her out. Even if she admitted to doing what they said she did.
Can't do that. Can't do that.
You have to.
Nah.
Yeah, hell no. I'm not meeting no ex-boyfriends. I'm not meeting a dude you was just friends with benefits with. I really don't want to meet a bitch friends, period. I don't care if it's her female friends. Because they always hating. I just don't see what the point is. We're not going to be kicking it. I'm not going to be kicking it with her female friends. And I damn sure ain't about to be kicking it with her ex or her ex friends with benefits. So I just don't see the point. And no, I'm not looking for their approval. And if you need their approval to keep fucking with me, then just end it. Shit, I really don't want to meet your family. But I mean, I get it. I'm going to have to be around them if we had kids and all that. So I get that. But anybody else? Nah, I'm good.
I ain't got the name.
Y'all wondering what Miami is like? This man just offered me $2,000 for an hour.
Two grand
for an hour. Okay? I'm not going to do it, though. But if y'all down, come slide to Miami.
You're not going to do it. Okay. So a random dude just came up to you and offered you $3,000 to fuck. First off, dude, that's way overpriced. You need to go to Colombia or something. Thailand. Come on, man. You can get something nice for $60. You spending $3,000? That is not money well spent for this goofy looking bitch. This bitch look like Snuffleupagus. But anyway, she capping. She walking around with her tits out in Miami. She would have took $3,000. The only way that she's telling the truth right now is if she got an OnlyFans and she already making $20,000 a month. Then she might turn down $3,000. But even then, it's like, eh. Most women taking that. Even if she ain't a hoe. Your girlfriend taking that if you ain't around. $3,000? You better believe it. But she thinks she's signaling that she's high value because she turned down $3,000 to fuck. So she think that she's signaling that her pussy is worth more than $3,000. But she ain't tricking no smart man with that.
I'm in a multi-dating situation where two different guys are asking me to commit to them at the same time. I'm not in love with either of these guys. But I do think highly of them. Guy A is an extremely caring person. He treats his mom and sisters with the utmost respect. Also, he's great with cars. Great with kids. And has the most beautiful eyes in the world. But he is directionless about what he wants his future to look like. Meanwhile, Guy B is a good person. We have better physical chemistry. And we want similar things in life, but Guy B's personality is very stiff and awkward. And sometimes he's a bit of a snob. Guy A treats me like his greatest treasure, even though we've only known each other a few months. While Guy B treats me like a girl he's seen 5 times, which is accurate.
Yeah, Guy B is probably more masculine and more red-pilled like. He might not be red-pilled, but he treating a woman how women respond well to. Guy B is the toxic guy that women chase. The toxic guy that they always give ass to. So we all know that she should pick guy A. But she probably gonna pick guy B. Because bitches are terrible at picking guys. But look, lady, pick guy A if you want a decent future. Guy B if you want to continue the cycle you've been on since 18.
I'm a 45-year-old male who has been on old for about 3 months with very little success. About 5 matches between all the apps. And only one reached the phone call level. I'm concerned that it's because of my gray hair and beard. In my 20s and 30s I had what most would call a successful love life.
That's crazy. A bitch would be on old.com app, or whatever you call it, and be judging a motherfucker for gray hair. Like she ain't got gray hairs in her pubes too. Ain't that a bitch? Bitches don't never stop being shallow and superficial.
In my 20s and 30s I had what most would call a successful love life. I dated often and felt good about my looks. But I've been having a tough time since I broke up with my ex 6 months ago. I have a full head of hair and a long beard that is mostly gray. I've been salt and pepper since my early 20s and mostly gray since my late 30s. My kids, friends, and previous LTRs all love my beard and gray hair and say how they can't picture me any other way. I get a haircut every 2 weeks because I like to look clean and keep my beard neat and kempt at all times. It is anywhere between 6 to 8 inches in length depending on how I want it cut at that time. My problem is that I have been accused of being older than what I really am. Not only on old but in real life. For example, I went out to eat with my ex and I ran into some co-workers and they commented on how pretty my daughter was. My ex is older than me. My employees until recently thought I was in my late 50s or early 60s. And when I told one of them that we were the same age, he was in shock. On Hinge I met a woman and we progressed to the phone conversation level and she told me that she thought I was lying about my age and that other women won't date me because they can tell I'm lying.
Oh God.
My sister has been telling me for years that I should color my hair black and that it will help give me a more youthful look online. My 18-year-old son thinks I should post a selfie with my license showing my dob.
No, don't do all that, man. If a bitch don't believe you, then that's a red flag anyway. She letting things that she went through in the past affect her current life and now she think every guy a liar. No, man, keep your hair the way it is. Just like your past girlfriends loved it, your new girlfriend gonna love it. If a bitch think you lying about her age, just cut the bitch off, fuck her. She ain't worth it. Don't go through all them changes trying to get a chick to like you. You haven't dyed your hair black so far all these years. Don't start now. That's why confidence is so key. Because the world will have you questioning yourself if your confidence ain't strong.
My 18-year-old son thinks I should post a selfie with my license showing my dob. And my mom thinks I should shave my beard off completely and take new pics. I'm not sure if I want to go to any of those extreme measures. But not sure how to let others know that I'm not close to retirement either.
Maybe just lead off conversations with, look, I've had gray hair since my 20s. You know, everybody thinks I'm older than I am. Trust me, I'm not lying. I'm this age. Just start it off with that. Like, have a heart-to-heart with them. Be like, look, man, everybody be tripping about my gray hair. I'm not old. I've had gray hair since my 20s. Just let it go.